I'm going to preface my comments by saying, honestly, in this situation, believe it or not, I am good either way. I don't think that there is an answer that is absolutely right. I don't think there is an answer that is absolutely wrong in my mind.
Now, technically, you are one of the most gifted and diehard radio people I know. Live, breathe, eat this.
Yes.
You know that your starting point there is like 101, radio 101, no. I could go either way on this.
Yeah, but I'm still going to tell you, you have to make a decision, and my preference is Fields.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not overwhelmingly so where if Wilson were to start in Denver, I would want to rip Tomlin for going with the wrong guy.
Okay.
It's not that big of a gulf between the two. We ran a Twitter poll yesterday, and I think 55% of people said Fields, and that was probably an emotional reaction, having just watched him help lift the Steelers to victory in a small way. But
I have a poll up today,
yeah,
and it's 62% Wilson, presuming Wilson's healthy.
Here's one of my issues with what Hoke said in his breakdown. I just don't think some of the, what he called strengths of Wilson are even true. He thinks that Freiermuth is going to have more production with Wilson. Not if it's the guy in Denver who refused to throw to the middle of the field. He said that Fields was dinking and dunking. I don't even agree with that. We must have watched different games because they had two huge plays downfield to Pickens that did turn into points, and one that should have turned into points if the refs actually had any clue what they were doing yesterday. So if I had said to Steelers fans before Fields was in as the starter,
mm-hmm,
hey, Wilson is going to start, and he is going to connect with Pickens on three plays of over 30 yards that turn into points, every Steelers fan would say that's one of the big reasons why we got Russell Wilson, because he can still push the ball downfield and make plays downfield.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tomlin took a calculated risk yesterday. He did not want his quarterback to lose the game. He wanted him to take chances occasionally where if it backfired, it was not going to blow up in the Steelers' face. And I thought Fields executed that almost to a T. So I would keep it going with Fields instead of playing a guy that is trying to rehab a calf injury that won't go away. I also think that there's a chance, Chris, that the emotions of the game on Sunday get to Russell Wilson. And it's a different situation because that crowd will be very mean to him. But I have seen with Pittsburgh teams when somebody comes back to where they played and it's a highly emotional situation, it doesn't usually work out well for that individual. And the person who I'm thinking of is Fleury, who absolutely loathed coming back here and playing.
Well, mainly because they would just light him up like a Christmas tree because they had so much talent.
Well,
and they knew
just
all of his little quirks and moves.
It's just going to be open season on Wilson. And I think Tomlin could look at it like, if I just start Fields, it removes any distraction from this game, where a player's return becomes the biggest story of the game, and that's all anybody wants to talk about. That puts added pressure on Russell Wilson. If I lose this game, we're 1-1, which is not ideal, but I think most Steelers fans would have signed up for 1-1 after the first 2 weeks. And then Russell Wilson starts game three against the Chargers. It's at home, so it's a nice, friendly environment. And then away we go from there with him. So I'm
not. Fields is 2-0, though, if he starts. Going to be hard, especially if he happens to look good in this game. It's
yeah.
going to be hard to go back to Wilson.
I agree.
In that setting. So I think there's going to be one potential escape hatch for them here with Wilson, and that's that they could say he's not healthy enough yet. I mean, this lingered for a while in camp, and then when he seemed healthy, he re-aggravated it.
Which is exactly what they did with Kenny with the Seattle game last year.
I also felt like, really, that the way it all got portrayed in the media, like the way that his injury was reported on Saturday and into Sunday, was very telling. Russell Wilson overnight tried to get himself right and really lobbied them and said he was healthy enough to play. And then they were like, the team's doctors, however, exercised a lot of caution. I don't know. That just read to me like he's not nearly as healthy as he wants people to believe he is. That might give them an escape hatch. Having said all that, I would start Wilson in this game. Now, I start him, as my opinion, saying that, knowing that I agree with you that Chris Hoke made points about him that I just don't agree with. He didn't use the middle of the field. He was more of a check down artist than Fields last year. I have next gen stats open right now. Average completed air yards. Okay, so that's, was the guy throwing the ball down the field at all? Fields, 5'8". Wilson, 4'6".
Where's Kenny Pickett for context?
Kenny Pickett for average completed air yards last year. I'm so glad you asked, Pony. 4.9.
So better than Wilson.
By 0.1.
But still, though, that he's in the same neighborhood.
Now, Wilson...
That's not good.
Here's where Wilson is, I think, indisputably better than Fields. He is a more accurate thrower of the football.
No doubt about it.
There is just no argument there. And there are two plays where you probably have two first downs. Harris wide open in the flat.
Yep.
And Van Jefferson, even, early in the game. You probably have two first downs.
But I don't think he runs for the first down on third and seven.
He doesn't.
And I don't think he makes the throw Fields did right before the end of the first
half. But it's also indisputable in saying all this, Pony, that he also had much better passing numbers ultimately than Fields did last year.
Sure.
Here is one other thing. I do think Russell Wilson, despite his aversion to the middle of the field, does do better. He is more decisive. Not by much. Fields was the longest time to throw in the league last year, 3.23 seconds. Wilson was one of only a handful of guys over three. But it was still almost 0.2 seconds faster. I do not need to explain this to you, but I will say it to everyone else. That is a lot faster in the NFL, 0.25 seconds. I do think he's better, more decisive, more accurate with the football. I actually would play him in this game. If, to your point quickly, about what if he's too keyed up emotionally and the crowd is too much for him? Dude, if he goes back and that's like a problem for him, then you've got a whole different set of issues.
I mean, do you
he's been in the league for a long time.
But didn't that happen to him when he went back to Seattle?
It did. I'll give you. Although, wasn't
he got outplayed by Geno Smith?
Wasn't that more that Geno Smith had a phenomenal game and he didn't have a bad game?
Go look up the stats.
I'm pretty sure we've had this discussion and that Russ actually played pretty well, but just didn't convert stuff into touchdowns in that game.